Nope, and it's Java, just Suits and Uhili, Quanis ina tacho, etiakayas, scholars, and is that Chahulam is in. To interpret what I said is merely an introduction. Hello, my friends and relatives. I'm happy to be here with you today, and my name is Pauline Hilaire, and I come from the Lummi Nation. Today, I'd like to share with everyone that I am a storyteller. I am a historian. I'm a genealogist, and I tell legends in the schools and teach Indian songs to the kids to pass it on. It's time for sharing. And one of the things that I do talk about in the school is true stories from especially the government documents. And these documents have a way of telling the truth in such a stoic way that something funny can come across as a serious document. And this is one story like that. And it's about a long, long, long ago, long before the signing of the peace treaty of 1855, there was a president by the name of Buchanan, who was also governor of Pennsylvania. And he ordered the Governor Isaac I. Stevens of the Washington Territory to move all the Indians from the fishing sites, and there are so many here on the coast from the fishing sites to across the mountains to Wenatchee or Yakima, and we would join the Indians there. And so he took it upon himself with these four units of soldiers and drove us from our fishing sites to the mountains. Well, we were so familiar with the mountains that we led the way to where they wanted to place us in custody over there on the other side of the mountains. And so he did his best. He rounded up the fishermen and brought them to the mountains, across the mountains, and they lost their way, and they were having such a horrible time with hunger, and then the Indians saved the day by showing them where to go and showing them what to eat, and then being placed in the encampment across the mountains. Well, just as soon as the soldiers fell asleep, the Indians escaped and came back home and beat the soldiers back here and then went fishing again. Well, the soldiers finally came straggling back, and then they looked at the fishing sites again, and there they were, the same people that they had driven to across the Cascade Mountains. And they just wondered to themselves, now what? And so they rounded them up again, and they headed back to the Wenatchee Yakima area, and the Indians helped them find their way and helped them find things to eat, and they went across the mountains and put the Indian people in this encampment. And then the third time it happened exactly like it did the first. And the fourth time it happened exactly like it did in the first trip. And so Governor Isaac I. Stevens records this letter in the government documents. It is getting rather expensive to transport these people to the Wenatchee Yakima areas for them to stay there. He said, and these people have permanent homes. They have canoes for every body of water. They have 9 kinds of fish. They have 26 kinds of berries. It's They have clothes for every season. They're well established. We might as well leave them here because it is getting expensive to transport them to the Wenatchee Yakima area. And so Buchanan wrote back and he said, well, let them stay. And so it is today. We are here on the coast and not with the Wenatchee or Yakima tribes.